Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 22nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. U.S. Representative David Cicilline told Axios that the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Antitrust plans to create a series of smaller antitrust bills targeting major technology companies, saying the number could be 10 or more. He said the approach would allow for more bipartisan support on targeted issues and would make it harder for large tech companies to coordinate on lobbying against one large antitrust bill. In a filing to the Delhi High Court Friday, the Indian government alleged that WhatsApp's planned privacy update, scheduled to go into effect in 2 months, violates local laws. It also asked the court to prevent WhatsApp from rolling out the update in India. Turkey's Transport and Infrastructure Ministry confirmed Twitter will appoint a local representative in Turkey as part of a new social media law that went into effect in October 2020, which imposes bandwidth throttling and advertising bans for noncompliance. The ministry noted that Pinterest is the only social network impacted by the law to not appoint a local representative. Microsoft will start a limited reopening of its headquarters in Redmond and Seattle on March 29th, although the company now considers working from home part-time as standard. The company also released its Work Trend Index report and found that 73% of respondents want to continue with flexible remote work. OnePlus announced that its upcoming OnePlus 9 series phones in China will use Oppo's Color OS Android variant rather than OnePlus's China-specific Hydrogen OS. OnePlus will continue to use Oxygen OS on devices sold outside of China. Smartphone maker Poco revealed the F3, a rebrand of the Redmi K40 with a Snapdragon 870 SoC, 5G modem, 6.67-inch 120Hz AMOLED display, and 33-watt fast charging, launching March 27th for €349. The company also announced the X3 Pro, which features Qualcomm's new Snapdragon 860 SoC, an LTE modem, a 6.67-inch 120Hz LCD display, and a large 5,160mAh battery, launching March 24th for €249. HP refreshed the Envy X360 15-inch laptop, now starting at $900 with Intel 11th Gen Core processors and starting at $750 with AMD Ryzen 7 processors. Both versions include NVIDIA MX450 graphics, weigh 1.8 kilograms, include a 19-inch larger touchpad, and offer optional 4K OLED displays, shipping in April. Bloomberg and iFixit confirmed that the HomePod Mini includes an inactive temperature and humidity sensor. Mark Gurman's sources say Apple considered using the sensor to connect with smart thermostats, as well as automatically trigger other actions. Google Photos on Android will now display a search inside this photo option using Google Lens when swiping up in a photo for additional info. This will only be displayed if Google Photos determines Lens will be useful on an image and will offer to copy, search, listen, and translate any recognized text. A federal jury ruled that Apple must pay $308.5 million as part of a running royalty for infringement of a patent held by Personalized Media Communications related to DRM used in FairPlay, which Apple uses to encrypt content from iTunes, the App Store, and Apple Music. The case was originally brought in 2015, and Apple unsuccessfully challenged the validity of the patent with the Patent Trial and Appeals Board. A new firmware update for the Fitbit Inspire 2 adds Bluetooth device tracking from Tile, as well as the ability to ring a Bluetooth-connected phone, even if the device is on silent. Once activated in the Tile app, users will be able to see their Inspire 2's last pinged location and use Tile's crowdsourced network to find devices. Google released a developer app in the Play Store called Wi-Fi NanScan, which measures the distance between two smartphones using the Wi-Fi Aware protocol. Google hopes the app will be used to validate range measurements to further speed Wi-Fi Aware app development. Twitter confirmed it's testing an undo send feature. This comes after app researcher Jane Manchin Wong discovered a subscription screen in the app's code with the feature listed, and she previously discovered UI elements of the feature in the app. And finally, Apple submitted its witness list for its upcoming bench trial with Epic Games, naming CEO Tim Cook, former Senior VP of Worldwide Product Marketing Phil Schiller, Apple Senior VP of Software Engineering Craig Figuerigi, and App Store VP Matt Fisher among those testifying. Epic will have CEO Tim Sweeney testify, as well as third-party witnesses from Facebook, Microsoft, Nvidia, plus iTunes chief Eddie Q, and former iOS software chief Scott Forstall. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.